Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey, so I decided to do something a little different this summer. I decided to do a summer podcast series where every Friday this summer, I have a special guest who shares a pre-recorded snippet of what they do and how they serve their community of people. So I asked them to share anything they wanted to that they thought would resonate with each of you, because I truly love bringing awareness to women out there who are doing what they love and helping people with their passions that they have been blessed with. So here's today's special guest, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Hi there. Yes, just like Kaylee just said, I am Misha McKittrick. I'm thrilled to be here with you today. I am a mind and heart coach. I love teaching people how their brain works. It's something I geek out over. And I also am super passionate about our hearts, about how incredible and intelligent our hearts are. I have group coaching programs that I do, I have a podcast. I'll tell you just a little snippet about the podcast, how it came to be. I was experiencing this pull, right? Like, next up is a podcast, Mish. This is what I want you to be doing. And it just felt like that was the space I needed to move into. And so I purchased all the equipment. I learned all the things. And I started to receive all of these downloads of things that were for me to share, right, with my audience. And as soon as I got everything outlined, I had like 20 episodes, I sat down to do the first one. And when I sat down to do this episode, it was like hitting a brick wall. And I was so confused. And so I let time assist me, which is really the best thing that we can do when we hit that brick wall. And I was laying in my bed a few nights later, and I heard the words, "Misha, it's because you're supposed to share your journal from when you were 15 and pregnant." And in that moment, I had to do my own mindset check. Honestly, it was like, in that moment, I understood why, but I also was a little bit like, are you sure? Are you sure? Sure. And even through my doubts of, you know, the are you sure, I was also able to check into a knowing that if I read that and if I shared that, something that I've never, you know, read through after writing it, I knew that that would keep me in a very raw and a vulnerable space. And so that's what I shared. I shared my journal from those very precarious times where I was in a rocky relationship. I was a teenager that had a baby girl and essentially shifted the gear of my life to be able to move into that role. And all of these questions about this story are all answered on the podcast. So if you're like, wait a minute, a teenager and you devoted your mind, you know, if you have any questions like, how did your parents let you get married when you were so young, that type of thing, that's all on the podcast. And we go through all of it. And the greatest thing is because I'm able to drop in about that vulnerability, it's really about life. It really is about finding light in the darkness and joy in the struggle and, you know, the common threads that run through all of our lives, even if you're not 15 and pregnant. And that's just a little snippet about what the podcast is about. And with group coaching and in general, I teach you about your brain, how it works. I teach you that you have more power than you think you do. Like, even right now, right in this moment, I just help you understand how to access that power that's inside of you. One of the best ways to access that power is through heart coherence, and that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. Before we jump straight into what heart coherence is and all of that business, I want to tell you a little story about a police officer. This is a true story. It was told in the book On Combat by Colonel Dave Grossman. This police officer thought it was really important to learn the finesse of disarming an attacker, and he practiced it over and over. Every opportunity he had, he would practice on his wife or a friend or a partner. He would ask these people in his life to hold a pistol at him, right? Like, basically hold him at gunpoint so that he could practice snatching the gun away from them. and he would take the gun away from them with such finesse, and he would give it back to them, and they would point it at him again, and he would repeat this process so that he would be completely prepared if this had ever happened to him on the job. Well, one day, he and his partner responded to an unwanted man in a convenience store, and he went down one aisle while his partner went down another. And at the end of the first aisle, he was taken by surprise when the suspect stepped around the corner and pointed a revolver straight at him. In the blink of an eye, this police officer snatched that gun away from this man, shocking him with his speed and finesse. But no doubt, the criminal was completely taken by surprise and confused when the officer handed the gun right back to him, just as he had practiced hundreds of times before. Fortunately for this officer, his partner came around the corner and shot the subject. This little story helps us to understand that the things that we practice is what we bring forward in our life. This goes for also the way that our brain and the way that our heart work. When we teach ourselves to feel certain feelings, those feelings become a default. Your heart is so incredibly precious, and your ability to use it will bring great advantages to you. When you start to learn that when we can check into feelings inside of our heart, and we can do this at will, right? Like we're not waiting for things around us to make us feel good. When we learn how to check into these feelings inside of our heart, which would essentially be checking into heart coherence, then our heart gives these incredible messages to our brain, which, by the way, our heart is always giving more messages to our brain than our brain is to our heart. And when we learn how to essentially carry a brick around in our heart constantly, right? Like we feel heaviness in life, or when we learn to feel the feelings of stress, or when we learn to feel whatever feelings might be negative in your life, those things can be repeated like instinctually by your heart. Our heart has more neural pathways than our brain. So if you know that in our brain we have neural pathways, and that's how we repeat patterns, that's how we repeat habits, is because we have this basically a map inside of us for how we function. The heart has more of that than even the brain does. And so it's really important to learn how to give our heart certain feelings so that those feelings become a default way that we can feel. Does that make sense? And so heart coherence is essentially a state that you can get yourself into that literally feels like bliss. The first time I ever figured it out or found it, it kind of shocked me, to be honest. It felt so amazing. I was sitting in meditation, and all of a sudden I just felt this incredible feeling in my heart. And ooh, I was like, whatever this is, I have to figure out what this is. And mind you, I'd been meditating for a very long time. So I knew what meditation was. I knew the benefits that come from meditation, but I had never truly experienced heart coherence. And so experiencing it made me want to understand it, and it naturally makes me want to teach it to you. So I did a course through the Heart Math Institute, and I became a registered heart math technician, and it gave me the words to be able to incorporate teaching heart coherence inside of all the coaching and the things that I do. It's so incredibly beautiful. There's a quote by the Heart Math Institute that says, "We have within us the power to lift our emotional states, increase our resilience, and discern the highest choices for our mental, emotional, and physical well-being." Really, honestly, dropping into heart coherence allows you to intentionally feel feelings and change the map, the makeup of your heart so that you feel that more often. Something that's just interesting to know is that they have measured many people and their heart and the way the heart is operating and functioning. And in general, our heart is producing very erratic rhythms, right? Unless if we've trained it to come into something different, it's very typical that our heart is creating very erratic and irregular rhythms. And those are the messages that we're giving to our brain. And when our brain is receiving those types of rhythms from our heart, we experience things like our cognitive function is inhibited. We have an inability to think clearly, to remember, to learn, to reason, to make effective decisions. We experience the feelings that come with anxiety and stress, overwhelm, those types of feelings. That's what we're experiencing because of these irregular rhythms that are happening in our heart, right? And so in contrast, if we can come into a more ordered and stable pattern for our heart to be able to input that into our brain, we experience essentially the opposite. It benefits our entire body. We can sustain positive emotions, but it also profoundly affects the way that we perceive, think, feel, perform. It is incredible the way that it enhances our ability to remain calm in situations, or it even helps us to sleep better. Really incredible things. And one of the things that I love the most about heart coherence is that it increases our access to intuitive intelligence. I think that when we are accessing heart coherence, we are accessing our spirit. And when we do that, it profoundly affects our life. Howard Martin said, "Much like electricity changed the outer world, learning to harness the power and intelligence of the heart will change our inner world. Your heart is here to support you." I want to ask you a little question about you and your state, your current state. And I want you just to, you know, answer it. It's like a rhetorical question for a little check-in with yourself. That when you experience something stressful, when you experience a fight or a stressful situation at work, or, you know, something that is not in accordance with how you want things to be in your home, whatever it is, I want to ask you, if your heart rate were to hit like this peak of showing stress, how long would it take you to come back down to essentially feeling normal? That's what the Heart Institute calls your baseline. And what they figured out is that when we are operating, that everybody has a different baseline that they're operating from in life, just like normally. And when we experience these stressful and intense situations, that oftentimes it's very difficult for us to return to what a baseline would be, right? Like our baseline, what we're normally used to feeling and functioning within life. In other words, we experience stress and it continues and stays with us. Even after we resolve, let's say, an argument, then we continue to kind of stay at this elevated state, and it's hard for us to regulate and bring ourselves back down. So essentially, when we learn heart coherence, they've proven that when we experience those intense spikes, those intense feelings, our ability to bring ourselves back to baseline is incredible. It can happen very, very quickly for us. And another just like side note is your entire baseline shifts. So the way that you're used to operating when you wake up in the morning, or when you go in the kitchen to cook dinner, or when you go to work, or whatever it is that you are doing, the feeling that you feel, the experience that you're having based on what's happening inside of you, completely shifts. It's beautiful. They have all kinds of charts and things that we don't essentially have time to go into right now, other than me just to tell you that it's beautiful, it's incredible, and getting into this state wildly, dramatically affects your life. Another thing that I wanted to share with you that I thought was very interesting inside of Heart Coherence and Heart Math Institute is that when you are in heart coherence, you're affecting everyone around you. You're affecting the lives around you. They did a few studies, and I just love these studies. There's multiple. I'm going to tell you about one. They all sort of mimic each other. So there was an experiment where people were naive to heart coherence, and they were hooked up to monitors because they can monitor and tell when you're in heart coherence by an algorithm. There's so much that goes into it, but essentially from these heart rate monitors, they're able to tell if people are in heart coherence. And these people who were naive to it were not in heart coherence. And they did a test where people would be coming into the room and they were operating in heart coherence. So they also had heart monitors hooked up to these people who knew what heart coherence was. And they walked into the room and the people who were naive and didn't know what heart coherence was, they were able to bring themselves into a better state. They were able to bring themselves into a heart coherent state without even knowing it. And if heart coherence brings more clarity to your mind, more peace in your life, you are calmer, you're able to, you know, experience more resilience in your life. My gosh, kids who experience heart coherence on the regular, they've proven their test scores are better. So, you know, you can start to grasp how completely important it would be to be able to be in the state, and then knowing that just because you're in that state, you're going to affect your entire household. You're going to affect every single person that you come in contact with. And for me, that's absolute power. I hope that you're like getting a tiny glimpse of that, because this is, you know, when I tell you that I teach you that you have more power than you think you do, this is among the very best things that I can teach you how to do. So, essentially, how to get into heart coherence, it's kind of a learned process. People can get there within, you know, immediately. Some people are more naturally coherent, and some people it takes 4 weeks, 6 weeks of kind of repeatedly exposing themselves to it. But the best way to do it is to learn how to drop into heart coherence in what looks like a meditative state. And so for you, I've created a little link that you can click on that Kaylee will include in the show notes. And you can click on that and drop into a meditation where I will walk you through dropping into heart coherence. You might feel something amazing right away. And it might take you a while to build up and learn how to practice dropping into this feeling, but it's something that's accessible. And that's the important thing that we're learning today. Also, by clicking on that link, you will be signing up automatically to be on my email list. And the reason why that's good is because I have a project that I'm working on this summer, and hopefully it will be ready and there for you by the end of the summer. And this is a meditation app, and all of the meditations on this app will help you find heart coherence. So it's there for you. By clicking on that link, you'll find the meditation, you'll be on the email list, you'll be set. Kaylee asked me to share a couple of things about summer and things that I love about summer, my favorite summer tradition, my favorite summer getaway place. And I would say that my favorite summer tradition is honestly just spending that yummy, juicy time with family. To me, that's the most important thing that I can do in my summer. And a lot of times that looks like creating experiences where we laugh and where we have fun. And so I like planning really interesting things. And I'm going to tell you one idea, because we're in the throes of summer and I think that it might be fun. And if you find yourself around water, it's a very easy thing to do. So if you're on a boat, if you're on a houseboat, if you have a dock to where you can jump off into, you know, deeper water, we love playing water baseball. So you get a plastic bat, a plastic ball. You just have to make sure that they're sealed completely so they don't absorb the water and sink. And then each person at the bases, everybody needs to have life jackets on. And you set it up so that you have a pitcher, first, second, third base person. And the person hitting the ball is on the dock, right? Or on the back of the boat. And then also people further out in the water to get the ball. And it's baseball, but just swimming. How fun, right? Okay, so hopefully you love that, to incorporate that into your summer, and hopefully it brings you exactly what my favorite summer tradition is that juicy, yummy time with our relationships, with our family. My favorite summer getaway place is really water, 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 water. I love Lake Powell. I love mountain lakes. We go to McCall often, or we go to Like last summer, we went to Lake Tahoe. We've been to Flathead. We love just being around water in the summer, the beach. All of that is so fun for me. Also, just to wrap up, I want to share with you where you can find me. On Instagram, I am at my friend Misha, and that's M-E-S-H-A. You can find me at my website, www.myfriendmisha.com. And you can also find my podcast, which is Mindset Check with my friend Misha. I hope that you have such an incredible summer. Thank you for letting me be with you today.
Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.